Good morning to everyone. I hope you are doing well. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10, King Solomon wrote, quote, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might." Now, this scripture has been used many times, and I might add rightly so, to promote the idea that Christians should have a strong work ethic. We as Christians should be an example of doing our best, of giving it our all, no matter what we do. We can use this principle to many aspects of our life, including work, school, even our family relationships. But do we use this principle in giving our best when it comes to God? Paul talked about this when he said in 2 Timothy 2:15, quote, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." Again, do your best in regards to our relationship with God. But how many times do we find ourselves not really giving or doing our best? Think about our prayer life. Are we giving our best when we pray? Are we setting aside quality time to pray? Are we giving our best effort to honestly communicate with God? And what about worship? Do we give of our time on our Sundays to attend worship services regularly? And while present at worship services, are we giving our best by providing our full attention to God? Or are we daydreaming? Are we thinking about what restaurant to go to after services, or maybe what ball game to watch that afternoon? Again, are we giving God our best? Now, back in the Old Testament, during the times when the animal sacrificial system was in place, people were instructed to offer lambs, baby lambs, that were without blemish. A lamb that was unblemished was without defects or fault. An unblemished lamb was the most valuable. It was the best a person could offer in sacrifice. Now it says in 1 Peter 1, verse 19, that we were redeemed by, quote, "the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Friends, God the Father gave His best, His perfect Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Then should we not strive to give our best to God in return? Amen.